Kevin Frazier, where are you this morning?
Tom, I just landed in New York. I was in D.C. like you. I wasn't at the White House. I was at the regular inaugural balls where there are lots of great performances. You know, but you know what the inaugural balls feel like? It's like a massive high school homecoming dance. Everybody puts on a prom dress. And you get it and you're like, whoa, this is it? This is it? But the performances are great. That's
much better
part.
Than the prom performances, yes.
Yeah, they were better than prom performances. And it was fun, you know, because all the entertainers were in there and we had a chance to talk to lots of folks. My favorite moment, though, was talking to Will.i.am because Will missed the inauguration. And I was like, why didn't you go to the inauguration? He said, I had a chance to take my mom on a private tour of the White House. And he said, it meant so much for me to walk in there and watch her face, because he said, look, I grew up really poor in Boyle Heights in L.A., and for her to walk in there knowing that, you know, she was a good-looking woman, she could have hung out and kicked it and had fun, but she went to work every day to make sure I had clothes on my back. So this was the way I could really pay her back. The money doesn't mean anything, but for her to see and tour the White House meant so much to her. So I thought that was really cool that Will did that for his mom. And but I'm sure he partied with y'all because he left the convention center and went right over to the White House.
We went right in with Will and his mom last night into the White House. Yeah.
I just love stories like that. Lots of people out at the, of course, at the inauguration. People bundled up because even though it was warmer in 2008, I think everybody was kind of high on hype, and so that kept you warm. This time, people were a little chilly, and where some of the stars were, it was cold, but everybody kind of had the same spirit. Listen to Gabrielle Union, because it was about the people who really worked to get Barack Obama in office both times that were really there to support him.
You know, and it's equally as gratifying, and to know that he's being able to, you know, sort of fulfill the dream, you know, that he started in 08 and all the things that he's, you know, had the roadblocks thrown up with our Congress. It's great that he's getting another four more years, and it's equally as exciting. And I think everyone here is still as pumped up.
And that's kind of the sentiment. You felt that everybody was, Tom, didn't you kind of get that these were the people who really were kind of working for and with the president? Also talked to Alicia Keys. She did three balls, and she said, you know, she's excited about going down the Super Bowl. She'll sing the national anthem, and she also said she's ready for more children. And at that moment, Swiss kind of raised his eyes like, really? Yeah, I'm ready for more children. Kerry Washington was great. She loved being in Washington because of all the scandal stuff. Jennifer Hudson talked about what an honor it was to sing. And then there was one, I was going to interview one very well-known designer, and then her people came over and grabbed her because she was very intoxicated. I'm not going to throw her name out there, but she was a very well-known designer, if you're getting married, if you know what I'm saying. It really was a great time. Jamie Foxx was great. Did you see him at the inauguration, Tom?
No, I missed Jamie.
Because Jamie was wrapped up like Nanook of the North. He had a scarf around his face. He had a hat pulled all the way down. So he had two.
That wasn't Jamie, that was me.
Because if you got there early, it was cold. So Jamie was all bundled up. So was Gabrielle, Tatiana Ali, Jamie holding his little newborn baby. And so it was kind of cool. He brought a lot of people with him because he wanted everybody to get a chance to kind of see the event. We also caught up with Mark Anthony right after he performed. He was excited. You know, J-Lo has moved on, so is Mark Anthony. He's doing just fine. Katy Perry went out there late. We saw Gabby Douglas again. Gabby hasn't missed a party since the Olympics. When's she going to start training again?
When is she going to get back to school and stuff and life
and
training?
She was at the inauguration rolling.
I'm not mad at her, but I just, you know.
She's still 16 years old, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes.
School.
That's what I'm saying. So, in New York City, I'm actually going to sit down with Sissy Houston today, and then tomorrow, down in New Orleans for a little Super Bowl special, but lots going on.
All right. Kevin Frazier, every night on the Insider.
Can you take me to the White House next time?
I'm in front of you, man.
Everybody deserves that opportunity, Kevin.